Okay, the Eskimo just was a lav b'chad. Somewhere one edech or k'ton, and it says ki ein machishim hemen shlamina. That's derived from this pasuk to the ratio of our mishnah that if an edech says you ate chaylev and you just keep quiet, you're not machish. So the lachar is yichayiv a korban. Yeah. Now the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Meir kal b'chaim. Meir holds a kal b'chaim again, where two edim say that he ate chaylev. And the person himself denies it and says, no, I did not eat chaylev. So Rabbi Meir says, leave chay the korban. That's a kal v'chaim, if two edim, I'm a chay v'yumiso, sheet, if they say, we saw you eat b'shege, they know, they could tell that he ate b'shege, so sheet is chay the korban. The question is, he boil you my time with the rabbonim. What's the reason of the rabbonim? The rabbonim, the Mishnah say, no, that we believe what he says he did not eat. And really, the Mishnah says the reason is more like a migu, because a migu, he could have said he ate it b'mezit, he ate it willingly, and he spotted him in a korban. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, we believe him that he spotted from a korban. So the question is now, my time, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Mishum one svar is tam, the yodim nemolatz meyesu meyish, a person has never upon himself more than 100 people. So he's never more than 2 edim upon yourself. The Rashi says the svar is if you messes bedvorim sheish bem kaporo. The question is now, if you really did the chet, you need a kaporo, you need a forgiveness. So a person knows about himself more than somebody else whether he really needs the kaporo or not. And if he says he doesn't need the kaporo, we have a right to believe him more than 2 edim, only a svar and a kaporo. Because if you really needed the forgiveness, you wouldn't stop, you'd bring the chatis. Since you say now that you don't need it, we have a right to trust you. But this is like in Keneged Hashem, like if you need the kapara, you wouldn't lie. Maybe that's the Rabban Svar, if I could believe you more than 100 people. Or Duma maybe no. Really, Rabbi Meir is right. Really, we should believe the Edom more than him. But the reason why the Rabban said we believe him, I Duma Mishum the Amin and Migo. It's like a Migo, and like this. It's a new reason to believe him. Because Diva Yom, if the person wanted to say Nezeris, he could have said, listen, true, I ate the Chalif, but I ate it the Mezit, and be Potter. If so, now that he says he did not eat the chaylev, we also believe him a potter. He's also a potter. We'll soon see later the reason is because we say metatzin and deburi. We explain his words and we say what he meant to say lo yichalti means I did not eat it b'shegig, but he ate it b'mesid. So it's not really going 100% against the edim. He's like as admitting he ate it. Just this thing b'shegig, he says b'mesid, and that he's nemen more than the edim. The Mor says, "A minas kumin." What's going to be the difference between the two pshatim and the rabbanim? Lemifshit minay letuma. What's going to be a law of vilchus tuma? That letuma, Rashi says, could go in omru loy nitameis. 2 edim said you were tummy, and right away he went to the base of migdash, and you say no, you're not tummy. So the question is, do we believe him or not? What's the svara? The yamne finger tell me now, tamay the rabbanim. The reason the rabbanim is mishum diyodim nemo alatz meyoseme yish, that a person is demon upon himself more than 2 edim. If so, then if 2 edim said you were Tomei, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash, and you say, no, you were not Tomei, so again, we'll believe you. Because you're saying now you're potter from the Korban, so negate the Kapora, we believe you more than 2 edim. And if so, then the story would be, Leishna wouldn't make a difference in Tumah Chadosha, Leishna Tumah Yishana. So Moritz says, what? If that's the reason why the Rabbanim say that you believe, because you're never more than Miyasa Ish, more than 100 people, then the Moritz says, Leishna Tumah Chadosha, it wouldn't make enough kumina whether it's a new tumma or an old tumma. Meaning to say that even if they said you became tummy today, and if you say no, so your mom is, you're disagreeing with the Eidim, still will believe you. But the Yam, if you're going to tell me that Tamayi, the Rabbanan, the reason why the Rabbanan still will believe this person is not because he's allowed to disagree with the Eidim, but Mishum the Yam Amigo, he, that we believe him with a Migo as if to say he's not really lying. Is popular Rabban, that's the reason why the Rabban Patim is so Tumah Yishena. That will only be a good svar by Tumah Yishena. Means if the 2 edim said, you became Tummy yesterday, and today you went into the Beis Hamikdash. So if you say back, learn it to Macy, you know what that means to say? Well, Taichu will explain your words and says that you meant to say you went to the Mikveh yesterday. Not that you're disagreeing with them, but you're just saying you're still not Tummy now, that you don't have a Bingel Korban. Why? Because you went to the Mikveh yesterday. Now, if you went to the mikveh yesterday, so today then, you're Torah, you let it go into the, you could go into the Beis Hamikdash. Aber betumah chadoshim mechayiv. Well, let's say the 2 edim said, we saw you become tummy today. And you said, learn it to mace, then we would not believe you. Because if you say, learn it to mace, that mostly explain you meant to say you went to the mikveh today. Now, even if you went to the mikveh today, you're still tummy to go into the Beis Hamikdash till Harosh Shemesh, till the evening. The Gemara explains, my timer, Tumi Yishona, if the Eidim said you became Tumi yesterday, then we believe you now with Amigo. Dibo Yoma Tvalti, that when you say Loin Yitzmeis, Mistam, what you meant to say was that you went to the mikveh yesterday. And therefore, Potter, is Kiyoma Nam Loin Yitzmeis, see, now that you tell us you're not Tumi, Potter. Why? The Ikulamim, we could explain and say, my Loin Yitzmeis, the Kumar, what did you really mean to say when you told us you're not Tumi against the two Eidim? You meant to say, Lo Yamarati B'tumos, I'm still not for my tumor, Elo Tvalti, but I went to the mikvah. So that's good. If you went to the mikvah yesterday, so today now you're Torah, not going to the base of Midrash. Avol Tumah Chadosho Mechayiv. But if the two Eidim said that you became Tumi today, then there's no way to believe you that you're not Tumi. My time, what's the reason? Techiyom Anami Tvalti, even if you want to say that you went to the mikvah today, still Mechayiv, you'll be Chayiv, you're going to the base of Midrash. To Yomru Le'edim, Hashtin Etmeis. That Edim said you became Tommy today. So I don't care if you went to the mikveh today. You like it full yom. The din is, even though you went to the mikveh today, you're not allowed to go into the base of Midrash until it comes the evening. So you'll still be high of the korban. So that's enough Kamino. In a case where two Edim said you became Tommy today, and you say no, you're not Tommy today, so would the Rabbanim believe him or not? If you learn the Rabbanim holds down, we believe him more than two Edim, he'd be believed. If you learn, no, he's not believed more. Just because we metatzin and dibura, he would not be believed. So my, what's the pshat in the rabbanon? So Gemara says Toshma coming here. It says, Om Alloy Eidech, when Eidech says this person, it's me. She became Tomei. And you went to the base of Midrash, and they held Yechai the Korban. Who I mean says, no, learn it's me. So I did not become Tomei. Potter. Because it's an Eidech. Yochel, I would have thought to say, even if two Eidim said he became Tomei, and he says no, that we also say we believe in Mispoton. On this, Omer Meir May says back, no, Kalvachoyma. If you, Shnaim Lemisa, if two Eidim have a right to say, did a chet is chayiv misa, chamura, a strict punishment, loyivuyula de korban akal, isn't for sure that they want to bring him to a simple punishment of korban akal. That's what Meir is trying to say, that Lemisa, he's chayiv. That no, even though two Eidim said you became Tomei, and you tell us you're not Tomei, we believe you. Because the person is Neman, Yosem Meyish. If so, Shramim, this should be a good proof that Tomei Adram wants to reason the Rabbonim, Mishum Diyamri, Odom Neman Alatzma, Yosem Meyish. Yet the Stamas Svar, the Rabbonim hold, that negate the Kapora, a person is Neman upon himself, more than two Eidim. So we can see that shot in the Rabbonin, that negate for Kapori, you're not going to lie. Like in the eyes of Hashem, to say that really you need a Kapori, and you're going to say, no, we're not going to afraid you're going to lie. So we believe you. So if even by a Tuma Chadosha then, a new Tuma of today, you should also be named to say that you're not Tomei. So Mer says back, no. Omer Rabbam Rabbami says, the Eilim really, I'll tell you, time with the Rabbi, you know what the reason the Rabbonin really is, why we believe you more than two Eidim, Mishum Darmina Migu. Only because we could given an answer, what you mean to say, amigo like. This is what it means to say. That mitoich shim roitza loyma. Loyamarati bitumosoi. Since if you wanted to, you could have said that you're not still Tomei, meaning to say that you went to the mikveh already, and then you'll be part of it going in today. Hilkar, therefore, Adam nemalatsum yesu meyish. That's all the price means to say. That the reason why the Rabbanim say we believe him is because we explain his words. That when he says loin itmeisi, not that he's disagreeing completely with the two Eidim, he's only means to say that I'm still not Tomei, meaning to say that I went to the mikvah. For the Morihochi, if so, hainu chelub, it's the same halacha than chelub. The Mishnah says this for also in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says also that chum say we believe him, because if the person wanted, we could have said lo yachalti b'shoig yelo b'meisid. So then what do you have to say a case of tumah for? It says the case we're in the Mishnah of chelub. So Mor says no, mother them, I would have thought to say, when the two Eidim say you ate chalev, and you say in the Mishnah lo yachalti, over there we believe you to come atarz diburei. We believe to explain your words. What you meant to say was lo yachalti shoyger. I did not eat the chalev b'shoyger. Elo b'meizid, but yet b'meizid. Therefore, it's not really disagreeing with the Eidim. Therefore, he's chayiv. Therefore, he's part of an korban. Avol nitmeis. But with two Eidim said you became tamei. He says, no, I'm not Tomei. Maybe here we don't explain your words. Because it's mashma that you're arguing completely. That's mashma that you're saying you are not Tomei at all. So that's against the way, we shouldn't believe you at all. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush of the Brisa. No, Kamash Malon, that Hochinami, by Netzmeis, also would say the same Svara. That Lo Yomadi Tibitu Mosta, what the person meant to say is, I still did not stay Bitu Mosta, that's all Abul Tavalta, but I went to the Mikvah. So that's the Chiddush of the Brisa here. But it could be in both cases, the reason the Rabbanan is not Stam, we believe you more than to aid him, but we have a right to explain your words. Metaris Kibura, you're not going to disagree with the Edim. You're just going to explain yourself. That's why we believe you. So we have no proof. Toshma coming here. Vidash Naposik says, Visvadom, that if he admits, then he's Chayiv the Korban. So Vidash Naposik says, Moide Bidvorim Chayiv. Ein Moide Bidvorim Potter. That if you admit you Chayiv, if not, not admit you Potter. So Rashi is talking about. Rashi Oshom Ashechoto Legabitumas Migdish Ksibe Veikra. When you go into the Beis Midrash when you're Tomei, so it says, Visvad, if you admit that you went in, then you're bringing a korban. So we dash in Moid, if you admit to them, you chayiv the korban. If you do not admit, you're part of the korban. Omulei, Eidech and Itmeis, if one Eid said that you're Tomei, Vuaim, he says back, Len Itmeis is Potter, you're part of the korban, you're allowed to disagree with an Eidechot. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Shnayim, Machishin, even if two Eidim say you became Tomei, went into the Beis Migdish, and he's Machash, he disagrees and says, no, I was not Tomei, maybe you also is Potter for the Korban. On this, Omer Meir, or Meir Shita is no, Omer Meir, Emeviyu Shnayim Lode Misa Chamura, if two Eidim are believed so strong to bring Lode Misa Chamura, Lo Yivyu Lode Korban Akal, isn't it a sword to say for sure that Yichai the Korban? That's what Meir Svog says all over the Mishnah, that you're not never to disagree against two Eidim. Two Eidim are believed more than you. They're never to say you waited for Shogi, you have a key to bring a Korban. Reb Yudu says no. Reb Yudu Aymer, Neman Odom Alatzma Yoysim Meish. A person is Neman upon himself more than 100 people. Says Mash Maklor, Reb Yudu Stam, the Gay to Kapor, at least, you're Neman upon yourself more than two Eidim, we believe you. Not because of Amigu, Stam, we believe you. But now it says, Umoidin Chachom Reb Yudu, the Chom now agreed to Reb Yudu, Vichalovin, Uvibias Migdash. In the case where two Eidim said you ate Chalev, and you say no, you did not eat Chalev, we believe you. Who then be a Smigdish? Two Eidim said you were Tomei and you went to the Beis Smigdish, and you say no, you were not Tomei, so there we believe you. Avo betuma loy noidale. But stam negative, you're still Tomei. The marshal, if you touch Tyrus, do you make the Tyrus Tomei or not? Then we don't believe you. That's what the Chum hold. Mashma, that you're not stam nemen against two Eidim. You only believe negayat kapora as matasina deburei. So therefore, just on if you tummy not, if you touch chulin or you touch tyrus as a tummy or not, there we did not believe you. We believe the two edim to say that the tyrus is like a tummy. So like this, al batulma loy moidalei. So now, am I asking? What are we talking about over here? What's Chinese chacham over here? Lem, if you want to tell me, bitulma yishona, we're talking about a